Mark chapter 11, if you have your Bibles. Mark chapter 11. Thank you for being in the sanctuary tonight. Thank God for the good rain. I'll ask you to stand, honor the Word of God. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem and unto Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and said unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him, and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way, and found the colt tied to the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and strawed them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You may be seated. I'll preach tonight on Mule Skinner Blues. Preach on Would You Go After a Mule for God. It's very important you get the import of this message tonight. There's folks sitting here tonight that think you're not usable. Folks sitting here tonight afraid. He's afraid to come. Afraid that God would reveal through God's man your sins. Folks sitting here tonight not saved. No, you're not saved. Some don't know whether you're saved or not. Others, thank God, are sure that you're saved. Whatever condition you're in tonight, God loves you. And He can use you if you're usable. And I'd admonish you tonight to understand you're in the house of God and that God wants to deal with your heart in this place tonight. There's not anybody here tonight that God will not deal with in one way or another, either in blessing or condemnation, or if nothing else, to show you exactly where you are and what you need to do in His service. Every child of God has a job to do. If you think all you've got to do, that all God wants you to do, is come to church, sit on the seat, fold your arms, and wait till the preaching and singing gets done, turn around and go home, you're living far below your privilege. Amen. God has a use for you. He did not save you and then say, do the best you can. I'll be back in the rapture and pick you up and take you to heaven. But there's something to be done between salvation and the lifting up into heaven. Amen. And every one of you here tonight, if you'll let yourself be usable, God will use you. Amen. Now, there's not an animal in this Bible that there's not a reason for God putting it in there. It's a strange thing here that God would take out part of the Scriptures and explain about a mule that He rode. But it's very significant. And it has heavenly meaning, and it has something in it for you and for me. And it's important tonight that you get it. Jesus comes to the right place, stops, and sends two of His disciples, unnamed. And it's good for you to get that. It doesn't make any difference what their names are. Doesn't make any difference what my name is. The thing is that God's using me, and He's using you if you want Him to use you. And if God can use me, He can use you. I'm a prime example of what God can do with nothing and cause me to stand and testify and be willing to preach the Word of God. And He can do through you, whoever you are, if you got enough confidence in yourself to get up and do. You say, preacher, we oughtn't to be confident. Oh, yes, you ought. There ought to be some self-confidence and pride that if you start, God will help you. Amen. 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 And so He sends forth two of His disciples. Here the Lord is using folk and He doesn't need these two disciples. He made this mule. He can speak to him and get him to come anywhere he wants to. Y'all believe that? But He let these men be privileged to go get a mule for Him. And this may surprise you, but He don't need you. He can get the rocks to cry out and the birds to sing and to get somebody else to do the job you're doing. He don't have to have you. But He's by His grace included you in His service. I just thought before I preached tonight, sitting there, that I probably ought to be singing in the choir. Can't do much singing, but I ought to be doing something while I'm sitting there waiting for time to preach. And tomorrow night, I may just help in the choir. But I won't tell you tonight, there's something for you to do. If you can sing, you ought to sing. And if you can't sing, you ought to let ask them if you stand up here and whistle or hum. Thank God to get in the service for the great God King. Now, over yonder in the village is a mule tied, and God wants to use him. And God's going to bring this mule into His service. It looks like that if God could get mules to serve Him, He could get Baptist folk to serve Him, but it's not so. That means you're more stubborn than a mule. And now listen to this. God's going to do something. He's going to ride a mule that's never been ridden. Those of you that know anything about mules know this about an impossibility. But God's good at breaking mules. And He's good at breaking you. But it's a whole lot better for you to do what this mule did and just calm down and come on to the Lord and be used than it is for God to have to break you. He can break you. There's folks here tonight going to have to be broke. Absolutely contrary, and I don't know anything about you. I've been coming here for 10 or 11 years, I guess, and I don't know much about you, your private lives, but there's a lot of folk got to be broke. Up where I pastor, been there for 22 years, and still folks in the church unbroken don't understand what it means to serve God just out of obligation and a pure heart wanting to do something for the Lord. And so He said to these disciples, when you get over there now, if folks don't want the mule to come, you just tell them that the Lord has need of him and you let him go. I was sitting over yonder a while ago in the motel and the Lord said some folks has got problems with work. And they think they've got to work or the employer will treat them badly if they don't work on Sunday. And the Lord said if you'd tell them that they'll just say, God don't want me to work on Sunday, it'll be a help to you. You'd be surprised what God would do for you if you just want to serve the Lord. Ain't that right? My daughter went to Walmart to get a job. They said, that's fine. You're a nurse. We can use you. And we want you to go to work first at a certain day. My daughter said just one thing. I ain't going to work on Sunday. They said, if you can't work on Sunday, we can't use you. She said, I'm not going to work on Sunday. And said, God's against it. My daddy's against it. And I'm against it. And I'm not going to work. And I said, I'll go home. They said, we can't use anybody that won't work on Sunday. Went to work for an eye doctor. Had a general manager from Walmart to come in to get his eyes fixed. Told him what he was and what he's doing for a job. My daughter said, I tried to get on at Walmart, but they don't work anybody on Sunday. I ain't going to work on Sunday. And he said, you don't have to work on Sunday. Go put your application in. I guarantee you'll never have to work on Sunday. Thank God. You'd be surprised if you'll stand up for your rights and for the God right. You'd be surprised how God will help you. Ain't that right? Now, I want to say to you tonight, are you usable? You say you are, but you don't want to much come to the house of God. You're dilatory and won't study a Bible and won't pray and get in trouble at home and fuss and fight around your house and contrary around the house of God, you're unusable. But tonight, if you'll fold yourself, hand yourself to God, you can be used. Now listen to me, God's people tonight. I'm fighting this week for the souls of your children. And I understand that the lost can't be won till God's people gets right. You can't have revival in a church. And I know something about this church. I know the abilities that's here, that it's great. I know the prospect. I know what you can do. And I'm going to tell you, it's a shame if we don't have revival. It's not God's fault. But as you'd say in your soul tonight, I'm as good as a mule is. And I can be as usable as a mule can. You say, preacher, this is strange preaching. No, sir, it's getting on you. I won't tell you tonight, thank God, if you'll just get right, God will use you in His service. That is, if you don't care what you do. Ain't that right? I've known so many people up and down the line, they thought God couldn't use them or wouldn't use them, and they found out that they could do great things in the service of the Lord. And God will use you if you'll get right with Him. Now, you understand me tonight. If you're not living right, you won't dress right and talk right, God ain't going to use you. But if you want Him to, you'll straighten up your act. If you'll quit kicking and bucking against God, and like this mule did, he had to leave his nature in order not to buck against what God wanted him to do. And that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to forsake your nature and your ways for God to use you. If you don't let God use you, your children's liable to go to hell. If what you're depending on tonight is the preacher to get your children under conviction and to show them an example of right living, shame on you. You ought to be your children's example in prayer and in going to the house of God. There ought not ever be a time when you stay at home for some little old puny reason. You ought to go to the house of God. My Miss Goldie is 93 now. She turned 93 this month. Last winter, I guess it was last winter, we had snow in Kentucky. And it didn't snow but about 3 or 4 inches. But the wind blew and there's drifts across the road. I mean, wind blowing hard. And it has to really do something before we call off church. A lot of times I'll just say, I'm going to be there. I got a four-wheel drive pickup, but my car's not. But I say, I'm going to get there if I can. And anybody wants to come, you come. And it was so bad that morning, I was afraid I'd have church and start. And so I finally called around and called Miss Goldie. And said, Miss Goldie, so bad we ain't going to get come church morning. And she said, oh, me. She said, I had my clothes laid out and was going to have my boy to come and pull me in the car. That's what she said. And built the house of God. And I said, right there, if a 92 or 93 year old woman wants to build the house of God, I ought to go. And thank God from now on, I'm going to call and say, go on to the house of God. Everybody can. I'll be there if I can get there. Hallelujah. We'll lay around and I'm diligent, not diligent to do the things that God wants us to do. And dilatory, want our parents to beg us and the preacher. We're afraid if we don't go, he's going to get on us. God ain't going to bless you if you're afraid of what God's going to think and what the preacher's going to think. Thank God you ought to go just because you love the Lord. Amen. And these two unnamed folk, our trouble is we won't get names, you know. And have our name up in lights. And everybody know we sang at the church and we sang in the choir. God bless your heart tonight. It don't make any difference what this world knows or not. But it makes a whole lot of difference what God knows. And strange happenings here. These two men go and they're not asked whether they're Southern Baptists or whether they're independent. They're just going after the mule. And they've got the reason they're going now. The main reason they're going is they got a commandment from God. Isn't that something? When you don't go to the house of God, you're breaking a commandment. Amen. If you don't sing and add the hymns and make melody in your heart to the Lord, you're disobeying God. If you don't dress right, it's not your parents, it's God that you're disobeying. And they had a commandment of God to go get the mule. And if somebody had asked them what their job is in the work of the Lord, I suppose they'd have been ashamed, like most Baptists, that all they're doing is going and herding mules and bringing them to the Lord. But there's nothing said about that. I want to tell you, if all your job is to clean the church or the bathrooms, you ought to thank God for the privilege. Amen. I've told you this before, but it fits in. In Taylorsville, North Carolina, Calvary Baptist Church, I was helping the preacher in revival. And assistant pastor, Brother Eddie Shoemate, the pastor's gone. And he said, I want you to tell you about this. He said, always my routine of the morning is get up and get dressed and go in the car to the post office, get the mail, and go to church, open my mails, and make some calls to sick people and to the hospital, and then get ready and go to the hospitals and visit. I got up this morning and said, my boy is sitting in the living room. And said, I said, son, what's the matter? Are you sick? And he said, no, I'm not sick. I feel good. And he said, I won't go to church with you. And he said, this is unusual. That boy wants to sleep till 9 or 10 o'clock when he can. And he said, all right. And so we got in the car and went to the post office and went to church. I went on down the aisle, and down on the left is the office. And I went down there and just stopped paying any attention, opened my mail, had made some phone calls. And I suddenly realized I've lost my boy. I know he got out of the car with me, came to the church with me, but I can't find him. And he said, I walked out in the auditorium and didn't see him, and walked down. It's a long wing down both sides. I walked down that wing all the way, looked for him, went out in the churchyard, and walked all around, come in this wing and looked, and come back in here and stopped, and I heard my boy snubbing. Y'all know what I mean. He was a-crying. And he said, I couldn't locate him. I got out on my knees, and he was underneath these benches, a-cleaning chewing gum off with an old case knife. And he said, son, what in the world are you doing? He said, I told God last night I loved him. And he said, if you really do love me, you go over with your dad tomorrow and clean the chewing gum out from under the benches, and I'll bless you. And he said, me and my boy had a revival that morning. Amen. I'll tell you what, if you're willing to do what God wants you to, he'll bless you. I was in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, upstairs, I believe on the second or third floor, and we was having a good revival. I believe it was the last night. Friday night, and I went back and went to sleep. All the outside people are drinking, carousing, and dancing out on the ledges there. And I said, Lord, I'm glad I'm saved. And I'd really like to do something for you. And the Lord said, if you really want to do something for me, stand up in the bed and sing Amazing Grace. And I said, I better not do that tonight, Lord. They'll think I'm crazy. I'll do it when I get home. And I felt a door in heaven shut on me. And I said, oh, Lord, but about 2 o'clock in the morning, if you'd have been there, you would have heard a 60-some-year-old man standing up in the bed and singing Amazing Grace. And I had an old-time meeting. You know why? Because I was a usable mule. And I'm going to tell you tonight, if God can use a mule, he'll use you. And I'm going to tell you what, congregation, tonight, I believe everybody in the church ought to want to settle in the front three seats. You said, I don't believe everybody. It'd be fun watching you try. Just getting up here and sitting down in the front of the house of God. And I'll tell you what, if there's a ball game, y'all wouldn't want to sit on the back. If there's a ball game going on, you'd want to sit, thank God, on the front seat. Get right down, get your feet on the floor and holler and scream out and say, kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him. But you come to the house of God and want to sit way back. You say, preacher, you on my case? Yeah, I guess I am, but I love you. I want to say to you tonight, there's a mule somewhere for you to go after. God's got a job for you to do, mom and daddy. If your children don't hear you pray, shame on you. They've never heard you in Holy Ghost prayer, agonizing with God and calling their names. Shame on you. You can at least do that. If I couldn't get up to the choir, I'd sing in my seat. I'd get up as far as I could and sing. And if I couldn't sing, I'd holler and say, that's good singing. And it's hitting my heart. God can use you. Well, bless his name. God just told me to preach this on Sunday morning at my church. I've got a need for it. Everywhere I go, there's a need for Christian folk to step up and do something special for God Almighty. We're centered on self, you know. We're centered on self. I hope I get help today. If I ask for a raise of hands, well, I will ask. How many of you wants to get help? Every one of you that says so. Then who's going to help?
Right.
If we're all needing help, who's going to help? Wouldn't it be wonderful we come to church and say, I don't need no help today. Got it over yonder in my prayer place. If anybody wants help, I go too. I'm telling you, I go to church and need help. But every once in a while, I go and don't need nothing. God's already in my soul working. And want me to shout, help somebody that does need help. God can use it. But if all the time you just go and cry and help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, sometime you ought to go and say, I'm ready for service, Lord. Make me, ride me in the Jerusalem, down the aisle of the church. Preach me, testify me, sing me. I'm ready, bless His name. Well, hallelujah. I'm glad God would use you. No matter how long your ears are, no matter if you do look like a mule, no matter if you're stubborn, God can use you. Amen. 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 There's a mule over there. He's tied. One of them said, is he Southern Baptist or independent? One of them said, he's Southern Baptist, he's tied. And he can't do anything until somebody unties him. And the other said, no, I believe he's an independent. Said he's stomping everything, tearing up the ground, wherever he's at, kicking everybody that comes by. That's about it, ain't it? And I'm going to tell you tonight, if you're usable, you'll be easy to get along with.
Amen.
And if you're usable, you won't be tied to anything. You know what God says that I ought to be? God's free man. That means I don't care what you do in Nashville. I don't care what you do in Hammond, Indiana, or down in Tennessee. I'm God's free man. They didn't have nothing to do with saving me. They didn't have nothing to do with calling me. And they ain't going to have anything to do with what I preach and the way I preach. I get mail. I don't get as much as I used to. Get mail all the time telling me when special Sundays come, preach on racial equality and preach on taking care of the sassafras bushes and the possums and the skunks. And I'll throw it all in the trash can and say, I'll preach what God wants me to.
Amen.
Amen. And that excludes the deacon board and the ladies in the choir and my wife and my children and everybody else. I'm going to do what God wants me to. I'm God's mule. Bless His name. Do what God wants you to. If He wants to ride you, let Him ride you. Thank God. I went and got my car. It was one of them mornings I didn't need no help. I went out to the car and told my wife, I said, stand out of the way a minute. She said, what's the matter with you? I said, I won't let Jesus get in. I opened the door and said, would you get in, Lord, and go to church with me? Hallelujah! Well, I'm a feeling preachy. I'm glad, hallelujah. There's a way that not only seems right, but is right. It makes no difference. I love you. I want you to like me, but whether you do or not, I'm the Lord's view. They went over and found him tied. Isn't it amazing? God knew just exactly where that mule was. You get to reading about this mule and you get so confused. I got to reading about this mule and I get to thinking it's a female mule. And it's in here it says him and then it says he rode them. That's right. Said they put their clothes on them and put him on them. That's exactly right. But I'm going to tell you what. It don't make no difference whether you're a him or whether you're a her. Or whether you're something else and you think you're something else, God can use you. Amen. He'll trim you down and fix you up where He can, sir. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, if Hillary gets in, it'll probably be a crime for me to preach against homosexuality. So while I can still do it and not go to jail, I'm telling you, it's a sin, dirty, low down, rotten sin. Amen. And I'm going to preach it anyhow while they do put me in jail.
Amen.
And I want to say to you tonight, every one of you ought to be usable. Would you dare to be? Would you sing to yourself tonight, Jesus, use me?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, don't refuse me, for surely there's a work that I can do. Bless His name. You can. And like I said, if you can't do nothing else, you can get up close as you can. Clap your hands while they're singing. Holler, that's a helping me. Thank God. I'm going to tell you, you can do that or sit still and dry up. And after a while, you get backslid. And when the first thing you do, you get to thinking, nobody loves me and everybody hates me. And I might as well stay at home. I'm not usual. I'll tell you what. Folks will come to our church and they'll say, preacher, folks are not friendly here. And I said, I know it, and I'm glad. If I put a sign up out front, I ain't going to say everybody welcome. If the president comes and won't keep his mouth shut and don't want to worship, I don't want him in my church. Are you hearing me? But I'm going to tell you, I would that God would fill it up with jailbirds and homosexuals and ungodly ladies if they've come to get something from God. Are you hearing me tonight? If you want God to help you, He will help you. They said, what are you doing? Getting the mule. And they said that the Lord had need of him, and that they let him go. Now, if God wants to use you, nobody's going to stop you. That's right. They said, preacher, somebody's going to shoot you. And I said, well, they've talked about it. And I've heard gunfire one night, probably shooting at me. Done a little bit of everything. Talked about me. I told the preacher today, a bunch of church members got me in the back of the car and asked me why I didn't go up to Broughton. They didn't think I knew what Broughton was. And they told me, there's a telling me that I'm crazy. But I won't tell you tonight, I may be crazy, but I'm having a good time. Amen. And don't you bother me. I'm God's new crazy or not. He's using me. Bless His name. Yes. And you know, it looks like that mule knew where he was going. You know, a mule hadn't been broke to ride. You old fellas in here tonight that's ever handled any horses, if he ain't broke to ride, he's a wild outfit. And I dare anybody to get on him. I'm going to tell you, he'll break you up. But did you know they didn't have to pull on him and drag him? A mule's stubborn. But it looks like he knowed where he's going. And he went with them, the Bible said, and they brought him to Jesus. Have you been there yet? And all your struggles, like I said, there's folk in here tonight, afraid of what I might preach on. Well, I'm going to tell you, if I preach on what you're doing, it's out of love. I'm going to tell you, God's going to speak to some of you tonight, already has, and said you need to get more usable. You need to move up and pray and increase your praying and let God have something to work with. The reason God don't talk to some of you, you're too far away to hear Him. And great God tonight, He's that wants to use you. He can get by without you. He's not out here tonight trying to drag around and saying, I don't know what my kingdom's going to come to. I can't get anybody to help you. He can bring anything to pass he wants to. Doesn't have to have you, but he just loves you and wants you to be a part of the service. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, I'm volunteering. I'm going to say, here I am, Lord. I want to be used of you. If you want me to sing, I will. If you want me to holler, I will. I'm going to do what you want me to. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I'm going to tell you, and God will never have you do anything that doesn't go along with this book. Never will ask you to do anything where you're indecent, where you get out of line, out of order at the house of God. Never will He lead you to do anything that's unscriptural. He'll lead you to do some things other people may not like. They may think you're showing out. Did you know that it's right for you to show out at the house of God? You say, I wouldn't do anything for show. That's what I'm doing tonight. I'm doing a whole lot of what I'm doing for show. The Bible said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. It's all right for me to do things for the eyes of men as long as I want God to get the glory. That's right, ain't it? That's what the Bible said. And so, I wonder if you'd have went that day And if you said that's not for me, you'll have to get some of them other fellas. That's not for me. But they brought the mule to Jesus and put their clothes on him, on them mules, and set Jesus on him. And then the glory started. Went down that little old street into Jerusalem. And because they have done what God wanted them to, I dare you to ask them now what their job is for the Lord. You see, it might look little in the beginning, but when the glory falls, it'll look big. Thank God. Let them talk about me now and tell them I ought to go to Broughton. But one day, standing down the streets of gold, when they get in, I'm going to wave at them and say I'm as crazy as I ever was. Hallelujah! I'm glad to be God's servant tonight. I wonder if you're doing what you can. Listen to me, Christian brothers and sisters. He wants to use you. He don't need you, but he wants you to be used. I wonder if you're doing what you can. Have you shook your head lately to the preacher and said, I can't do that? Have you moved further and further back? Maybe moved yourself clear out the door and just come once in a while when it suits you? You're pitiful. But God will still use you. If it was me, I'd say suffer. But God, you come back to him with tears and on your knees and he'll take you right back in and use you again. Y'all believe that, don't you? I'm going to tell you, he's got so many years. He tore up Christians, been out yonder and come back, been out yonder and come back. God is faithful to forgive you and he'll use you tonight. Some of you and I give invitation just a minute. God's saying you ought to go and get on your knees and say, Lord, use me. Seat me where you want me to. Dress me like you'd have me to be dressed. Put words in my mouth that I need to use. Keep out what I don't need to use. But God, most of all, help me to be your child, usable, a servant of God Almighty. Everybody stand, please. Ma'am, you come to the instrument. Several folk tonight need to come and bow. I don't know where you are, what you've done and failed to do, but God spoke to your heart tonight and shine light on the things that you ought to do and the things you haven't been doing. And tonight I'm not let this hour go by without bowing the knee and saying, Lord, I'm your servant. Just tell me what to do. While she plays, I want you to be obedient tonight to come. Do what God would have you to do. You're doing right. Just come right on. You don't have to be wooed by music and soft lights. If you don't come, I'll say that you're saying God didn't speak to me, or that you're not able to physically to come.